Hey, hello, you're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick, a couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, looking at out of band attacks. I have a confession. I'm kind of a sucker for buzzwords. I'm not going to buy in a buzzword, but I like them. You know what I mean? Like cyber sounds so much better than the IT we have in the closet. And cloud sounds so much better than the IT that's in someone else's closet. Dark web, right? I love the dark web. I got a logo on a slide and it looks really scary and sounds so much better than the part of the internet that's kind of hard to get to, that's really boring, but occasional illegal stuff happens. I love that sort of stuff. So tip for you, check out of bound attacks, which are the latest, greatest new way to say something simple. Here's what an out of bound attack is. And I started seeing this in my personal web servers. Obviously, I maintain two different web servers personally, and look at the logs. And I started seeing some really weird traffic, weird user agents, weird request strings. That's kind of strange. And then I started investigating a little bit further and talking to my red team and whatnot, and they're talking about out-of-bound attacks. I'm like, I gotta hear about out-of-bound attacks. I'm sure that happens in the cloud over the dark web, right? I mean, it's gotta be great. Tell me more. And I found out that this is what I was seeing on my website. Here's what ends up happening. An out-of-bound attack, first, what's inbound? Inbound is normal user traffic, right? I request a page from you, you give me a web page, I view the page, I send back a result, etc. Inbound attacks, or inbound attacks, are within that communication channel. Injection attacks being the classic example here. I request a page, you send me a page, I send you back results with some injection, and that bypasses some of your controls. That is within the band of the communication. Out of band communication is a second order attack. So you request a page, I send you back some results, maybe I have a weird user agent, maybe I send back results that will get logged because I know you're using a logging engine. And nothing within that inbound communication happens, which is good from an attacker's perspective, because if you're doing good security monitoring, IPS, IDS, there's nothing to detect and everything looks safe. So it's decent for evasion. What happens in the back end is now your administrator opens up the page, right? Opens up the log, starts going through things like they're supposed to do, vis-a-vis every single control standard. Yes, sir, I check my logs on a regular basis. Here's my process for that. Auditor, here you go. Here's my log of logs. So, the guy who is logging the logging is doing his job and comes across one of these suspicious links. If done correctly, and by correctly I mean if done in an evil way that succeeds, this causes an injection attack or a cross-site scripting attack from the logging engine, therefore hooking the administrator. And or, depending on how the system's set up, hooking the web server. So, I'm looking at logs, I'm an admin, I'm privileged. And I get cross-site scripting, and now the attacker is able to run code within my instance. If done correctly, that calls back, and the attacker is now running as admin, and the attacker can do whatever he wants. Kind of a tricky attack. Requires that lots of things go right and that you know what the admin is using for monitoring and everything else. But at the end of the day, these classification of out-of-bound attacks are simply cross-site scripting and injection, not aimed at the original site you're dealing with, but aimed at the site the administrator is going to be using to pull up logs. Kind of clever, kind of fun, but as with so many buzzwords, when you look at it, kind of something that we know how to defend against because we can look back at what we've done for years and years against those similar types of attacks. That's it for me. You got a good out-of-band story or a great buzzword? Come on, hit me up in comments or on social media. Cheers.